This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel unleashed a wave of airstrikes against the Gaza Strip, killing at least one person and wounding several others. The latest strikes come after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against U.S. pressure to wind down a 10-day-old offensive against Gaza's militant Hamas rulers, who have fired thousands of rockets at Israel. Explosions shook Gaza City and orange flares lit up this night sky. With airstrikes also reported in central and southern Gaza, the Israeli military said it struck at least four homes of Hamas commanders, targeting military infrastructures as well as a weapon storage unit. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to persuade Benjamin Netanyahu to halt the military strikes are plunging the two leaders into a difficult early test of the U.S.-Israeli relationship. The two have had other moments of tension over the years, and their current differences over the war in Gaza create a challenge that Biden was trying to avoid. Biden told Netanyahu in a telephone call Wednesday that he expected significant de-escalation of the fighting by day's end, according to the White House, but Prime Minister came right back with a public declaration that he was determined to continue the Gaza operation until its objective is achieved. The Gaza Strip's already feeble health system is being brought to its knees by the fourth war in just over a decade. Hospitals have been overwhelmed with waves of dead and wounded from Israel's bombardment. Many vital medicines are rapidly running out in a tiny blockaded coastal territory, as is fuel to keep electricity going. Two of Gaza's most prominent doctors were killed when their homes were destroyed during barrages since fighting began between Hamas and Israel. This is VOA News. Migrants swimming and rowing boats toward the shores of the Spanish enclave of Ceuta on Wednesday were confronted by Spanish police and army, who moved them towards a concrete partition back into Morocco. Spain deployed troops to Ceuta to patrol the border after around 8,000 migrants, many from sub-Saharan Africa and including some 1,500 minors, entered the enclave Monday and Tuesday by swimming in or climbing over the fence. More migrants continued to stream into the Spanish enclave Wednesday as numbers slowed down and many returned voluntarily to Morocco. Ceuta, with a population of 80,000, is on the northern tip of Morocco. The European Union put forward a plan Wednesday it believes will help boost production and availability of COVID-19 vaccines more effectively than a proposed waiver of patent rights now backed by the United States. Under pressure from developing countries to agree to waiving intellectual property rights for vaccines and treatments, the EU's plan will focus on export restrictions, pledges from vaccine developers, and use of existing World Trade Organization rules. The U.S. House of Representatives voted Wednesday to create an independent commission on the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, sending the legislation to an uncertain future in the U.S. Senate as Republican leaders work to stop a bipartisan investigation that's opposed by former President Donald Trump. Democrats say an independent investigation is crucial to reckoning what happened that day when a violent mob of Trump supporters smashed into the Capitol to try and overturn President Joe Biden's victory. Modeled after the investigation into the September 11, 2001 attacks, the legislation would establish an independent 10-member commission that would make recommendations by the end of the year for securing the Capitol and preventing another insurrection. Paul Mooney, a boundary-pushing comedian who was Richard Pryor's longtime writing partner and whose bold, incisive musings on racism and American life made him a revered figure in stand-up, has died. He was 79. His publicist says that he died Wednesday morning at his home in Oakland, California, from a heart attack. Mooney's friendship and collaboration with Pryor began in 1968, and it lasted until Pryor's death in the year 2005. Together, they confronted racism, perhaps more directly than it ever had been before, on stage. Find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.